When Ray Parker's sister Amanda was diagnosed with incurable stomach cancer 5 weeks ago, they booked flights for their parents to return from Samoa to be with her. However, despite the parents being booked on the flight from Samoa to New Zealand last Friday, they weren't allowed to board the flight because they didn't have vouchers for accommodation at a managed isolation facility in New Zealand. Frustrated with the process of applying for accommodation vouchers for his parents, Ray Parker took to social media to make his views known. And as a consequence of his post, we reached out to him in the hope that further publicity would assist. To provide us with an update on his parents' application for accommodation vouchers, we have Ray Parker on the line now. Ta'alofa lava, Ray, thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Ta'alofa lava, Iti, thanks for having me on board. Thank you for everything.
Now, the last time we spoke last Thursday, you were expressing your doubts about your parents being able to be on that flight last Friday. What happened? Were they able to board the flight on Friday?
What happened is that, obviously, from the meeting that I had with you, the interview I had with you, sparked a bit of interest across social media. Triggered me to get an interview with NZ Stuff as well. The process, what happened next was that we didn't actually know until late afternoon or late evening that the voucher was confirmed and they got the yes or the green light for the voucher later in the day. So unfortunately, they weren't able to actually board the plane, so we had to reschedule the flight for this Friday coming now. So yeah, so thank you to everyone that supported and watched on social media, and yes, we were able to get the yes. So their mum and dad are back flying booked in for Friday, this coming Friday, to leave Samoa and enter the country and then go into lockdown for 2 weeks.
Oh, that is such good news. Your family obviously elated. How was Amanda when you told her the news? Mum and Dad were coming home.
I mean, you know, Amanda was, you know, everyone's been, our emotions have been all over the show. You know, trying to get that voucher sorted for Mum and Dad, and everyone was just happy. So tears of happiness is how I can explain it. So we're all happy. Again, my niece Tara, she was absolutely happy as well. You know, as a family, we were just wrapped and we're just happy that Mum and Dad are going to be coming back. My mum actually was crying on the phone and happy that, you know, it's sorted, because now, you know, my sister can focus on what she needs to do and prepare herself for treatment, which starts potentially next week.
Yes, big ups to your niece Tyra, the one that has been putting the application, making phone calls. But you were also able to celebrate, I saw on social media, with Amanda by attending the boxing match on Saturday. What a celebration that was. How was Spark Arena, and how was the fight for you as a family? Obviously, how are you related to Joseph?
So Joseph was a cousin. We're from the same line, obviously. So we're not first or second cousins, but we're still related. You know, Reno and Samoa, if you're family, your family, you all hold the same name. So so that's how we're related, through our grandfathers. Both our grandfathers our great grandfathers are brothers. That's how we're related.
And how was Spark Arena for you as a family to celebrate?
Oh, it was awesome because Amanda, initially I bought those tickets last year for me and my wife to go, but it kept on getting pushed out. But everything happens for a reason. And when me and Amanda, my wife actually gave up her ticket and said, my wife Gemma, thank you, darling. She said, you need to go with your sister and celebrate it. So we had an awesome time. We enjoyed the fight. It was good atmosphere. And she loved it. And, you know, we built our memories and took a few photos and just try to, you know, just be in the moment and be happy with, you know, with each other and happy with the outcome that mum and dad are coming back. Yeah, unfortunately, as you know, we found out later that night that we had to quarantine. We were going into level 3 the next morning. So we were pretty quick to leave after, to be honest, and we had our face masks on as well. So, the
whole time. Speaking of fights, Amanda has a big one on her hands. How can we as a community support her fight?
So I think I may have mentioned it before. I started to give a little page for my sister Amanda. And that's been going for the last week or maybe 10 days now, and we've raised up to about 14.5K. And we're thankful for everyone that's contributed to that. Our goal is 120, so we've got a fair way to go. But you know, I'd love anyone that is watching or hearing this, that if you haven't donated already, I know there's a lot that have. Please feel free. Just, you know, any donation is welcome, and we're thankful for that. So yeah, if you can have a look at that, give a little page, Amanda Fighting Cancer. Or you'll be easy to find it. You just Google it and it'll be there. But I'll post that up on my Facebook again just to let everyone know where it is.
Just to be clear, this isn't just money that we are giving to Amanda. Can you explain why the target of $120,000?
Yeah. So the target is based on her treatment that we're looking at getting. So she's looked at a few different options. There's immunotherapy and a computer. One actual sitting or one operation costs $10,000 alone. She actually needs about nine of those actual operations, which closes 90K, roughly close to 100K. The other, whatever's left over, is actually going to go towards the family for, obviously, once she goes into treatment next week. They own their own small company called At Your Request Property Maintenance in Christchurch. So obviously when she goes into treatment, she's not going to be able to work with her husband. It's just a husband and wife business. So that will cover their costs whilst they're, you know, trying to get free treatment from that as well.
Now, we've been saying it's incurable, but these operations, they will give her hope?
Yes, these operations are black and white with the doctors, you know, anything's possible, and you know, we have our faith and hope that, you know, things can go in our, fall in our favor. The treatment that she's looking at, the immunotherapy, is more around longevity and giving her as much time as she can whilst she's here. But like I said, I always revert back to our faith, and we're hopeful that she will be able to live, you know, a longer life. But they say it's incurable, so. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that we know that still have cancer and can go into remission and can carry on living, so longer than what the expected date is in front of them or what the doctor gives them.
Ray Parker, thank you so much for your time. We will stay in touch, and we will, from 531 PI, continue to provide support where we can.
If anyone lives in Christchurch just listening, just like you said, if anyone lives in Christchurch just listening, if you need your lawns to be mowed or your trees to be cut, please give Amanda's family business At Your Request Property Maintenance a call on 020-4133-8016.
Fafatala Vilso, and we'll talk again in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, Vilso. I love you too.
You're listening to Early Edition with Ed at 531 PI. That was Ray Parker fighting the fight with his sister Amanda, who has been diagnosed with incurable stomach cancer. But with the Give a Little page money, it is giving her the hope to live a lot longer than the doctors have given her time. Here is Pacific Soul with Etu Maupea coming up after our news at 10:30, our news in the Tongan language. We're going to be speaking with Te Oata Christopher Tuiloma.